This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy is with us, and in Ohio, Arjun has just called in from West Virginia. Welcome, Arjun.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Kathy. Vince, I have like multiple leaks in the roof, and the only thing that actually I know that I can do with roof is like put that aluminium, that grayish material, like on top of the roof. Like, but like previously I've done that where there were no shingles. Now the thing is that like this roof, you know, like it leaks for sure. Like in the bathroom, like it's dripping, dip. It's a high leak. You know, like in the bathroom at least. Yeah. And then, like in the kitchen, it is like if it's like really raining very heavily, then there is no gaps in the ceiling. But I see there is a water droplet that comes above the sink. So all I know is that like I can put like an aluminium material, that aluminium thing on top of roof, like. And there might be some other leaks as well. Like you have to get on top of those like bars, like in the ceiling. But like I'm just afraid, like it's so old that like it might break. So that's why I'm not just examining it. But like there might be some other small leaks in the house. But like these two are the major ones. One is the bathroom. One is in the kitchen. And the kitchen one is not that bad. Like bathroom one is bad. So I was wondering, like, how should I go about patching these guys? That would be the cheapest option. But like, if I get like a new metal roof, it should be like $4,000, $5,000, at least $5,000-$6,000 at least to get the roof. But that's not possible, you know. So I was just wondering, like, just want to get your feedback, like, how should I go about fixing? You know,
Okay. All right. So, class, what Arjun in West Virginia is saying is, he has a roof, he has multiple leaks. And the compound that he's considering using is this aluminized tar-type substance. It comes in 1 gallon and 5 gallon buckets. Arjun, what is the slope of this roof? Is it relatively flat?
The bathroom one is flat, but the kitchen one is is very slanted. It's very slanted.
Okay. So here's, all right, water goes to the lowest point. So you either have a crack or a gap or a seam in your roof that's leaking, or you have a low point where water is pooling on the probably on the flat portion of the roof, and it probably is a dip there, and water just sits there, and it just slowly drips. So what you need to do is build up the height of that dip so that it is no longer a puddle, and the water will run off. That's one thing you have to do. And then cement, and you can use that aluminized roof coating. I've used that in the past. Or you can just use black roofing tar. But it's not like you should just, if you have a seam, that's what it's for. But it's not for covering a large area. So what you need to do is build up that area that is leaking. And you can buy what's called 90-pound felt, 90-pound felt. And it's the same material that shingles are made out of. It's just a heavy, heavy backing, and you can put that down and put the aluminized tar-type roof coating over that and cement it all together. So you put the aluminized roof coating underneath the 90-pound felt, or you can find a couple shingles if you have small, you know, small area, and cement them in place. It's not going to be very sightly. It's not going to be beautiful. But your job right now, I think, is to stop the leak. Now, the problem with a leak is that bacteria loves moisture. And the next thing that happens over time is that the joists will start rotting. The roof decking will start rotting. And then it'll have a greater and greater dip. And then pretty soon, the roof is what causes the whole building to fall down. Mm-hmm. So you want to fix that. Now, as far as the roof that has more slope, it seems to me that it would be a seam that has a crack in it, or it's where the flashing is, where the roof meets the side wall. And I'm pretty sure that's where you're going to find it. So what happens is, as it rains, water goes down the wall. You have a wall above the roof, I guess, right? That's what I'm visualizing. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So water's going to, like a two-story building, and then the roof over that's leaking is over the first story. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's only one story. It's only one story house. Oh. Yeah, one story house. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so but is there a wall? Is there a vertical wall that joins the roof that would be where water would go against the wall and then travel down the wall to the flashing where the roof meets the wall? Okay, I think that's where you're...
Exactly. That's the kitchen area, yes.
Yeah, I think that's where your problem is, Arjun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can use black tar, black roofing tar. It's made for this purpose, for sealing those joints. But it doesn't last forever because it expands, contracts, dries out. So you're probably looking at, every few years having to redo this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. It comes in a 5-gallon bucket. So you just get up on the roof. Now, since you've mentioned this, class, there are some serious disadvantages to having a flat roof or close to a flat roof. And Arjun just told you what they are. Leaks. Okay, so the reason that houses have pitched roofs is, one, water runs downhill. So you want the water to run off your roof. So a pitched roof is way better to get the water to run off. And pitched roofs last way longer than flat roofs. I've had a bunch of flat roofs in my life. I bought some rental properties and city properties and many decades ago. And they have flat roofs. And it's 7 years, new roof. 7 years, new roof. I mean, that's the way it is. So, and there's no really good solution that I can think of to stop a flat roof from leaking, other than re-roof it. And a lot of these buildings that have flat roofs probably have 3, 4, 5 roofs on them already, and they still leak. So those are my thoughts, Arjun. So be careful when you're up on that roof on the ladder.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I will buy like a big stick, and put like a roller, and then just mix that, tar, and just put the tar like that,
That's right, and it works better when it's warm. So if that tar is warm, it flows much better than if it's cold. And when you say you're rolling it, yeah, you can do that. But when you roll it, it's really not going to be all that thick, is it?
I mean, like, what I do is, like, I never get on top of the roof. What I do is, like, on the ladder, from the ladder, like, in this two different places, like, one place, like, one of my ladder is fine. It will reach. So I buy, like, a big stick, and, like, roller is, like, the paint roller. So the things that, like, once I mix up the 5-gallon bucket, then the things that, like, then I will put it on the roller and then just use it like a paint, like you are painting.
That's what I'm saying. I understand. I understand why you're doing that, because you don't want to fall through the roof. I understand that. But the roof has got to support the roofing material. So the roof decking, whether it be plywood or 1x12s or 1x8s, whatever the roof decking is underneath the roofing material, it's got to be able to support the roof. And in the wintertime, there's a snow load, which is pretty heavy too. So all that weight, if you've got a weak roof, if you've got weak joists underneath, it's just going to get worse. So the real answer is to fix underneath where that dip is. And I have a feeling that you've got a dip, you know, a puddle, and you got to build that up. So you can temporarily build that up from the top by using 90-pound felt and build it up so it's not such a low point, and overlap where, you know, where you think the leak is, overlap that with the felt, put the cement the felt to the roof, and then cover the felt with some more of the roof tar. That's what I would do.
Yes. Sounds good. Thank you very much. And this is all I have today. And thank you very much for taking the call.
You're welcome. Arjun, anytime, send me emails. And class, if you've got questions like this, we'll be glad to answer them. Arjun, thank you again. And Arjun's a USA Prepares Instructor class.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Arjun in West Virginia. Kathy, back to you.
Okay, Vince. I'm going to give out, this is my laundry soap recipe. I used to use a liquid one, and I like this one better, and it's easier to make. I store it in like an airtight Rubbermaid Tupperware. Some of the old nut containers, the heavy plastic, like that kind of have a wide mouth lid, whatever you can store them in. And I would recommend, like I use baking soda and washing soda in them. And the washing soda sometimes, especially if you want to store it like in your basement, it tends to get hard. You have to break it up. So I would recommend when you buy it, store it in an airtight container. I would empty it out and just put it in there. Or if you have like a 5-gallon bucket and you can store them in there, it's not as hard to use. So this is my recipe, and it is 2 cups of salt, just regular salt. Now, I buy my salt in 25-pound bags because it's more economical. But you can just buy a container of salt. The next is 3 cups of baking soda, and I buy mine at Sam's or Costco. It's a 15-pound bag. It used to be like 5-something. I think now it's 9 or maybe close to 10-something, but it's still much cheaper than buying the little boxes. And then 3 cups of washing soda. Not, you know, it's a yellow box. Arm & Hammer makes it. The cheapest place, and although I don't shop there a lot, I haven't bought it in a while, so I don't know if it's still the same, but the cheapest place I found it was at Walmart or Meijer. So I don't shop at Walmart that much, but sometimes they have it and other places don't. And so it's 2 cups of salt, 3 cups of baking soda, 3 cups of washing soda, and then I take like a big bowl and I stir it all up. And if there's any clumps, you can, like with the washing soda or whatever, you can break it up, however you want to break it up. I mean, sometimes you can use a mortar and pestle, or, you know, maybe a heavy wooden spoon if it's just a little bit. So I just stir it all up. And then for each load, and I keep it in an airtight container, each load, I use 1 tablespoon. If it's a dirty load, like dirty, greasy clothes, like working out in the yard, I use 2 tablespoons. It lasts a long time. That'll last you, for me, it lasts me a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, Kathy and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, class, about 10 years ago, about 14 years ago, we had meetups, USA Prepares meetups. And once a week, I would go to a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, and our students and instructors would go, and we would take over the restaurant. And we'd spend 3, 4, 5 hours together, and we'd talk about preparedness and what's happening and what, you know, what the top priorities were. And I said to the meetup group, you know, Vinny's not always going to be here. Not that I plan on not being here, but something could happen. I don't know what. I'm not planning anything. Something could happen outside of my world of influence. And we could go away. So my plan is not to teach you do this, do this, do this, do this, but to teach you how to think. And there's kind of a pushback, like, just teach us, you know, what we need to do. And I said, I need to teach you how to think so that you can figure it out for yourself, because Vinny may not always be here. Well, as a matter of fact, Vinny will not always be here. Not that I plan on leaving. And then I got thrown out of my own meetups. And so Vinny did leave. We got thrown out. That's one story. And what I'm trying to say is, you need to take care of whatever you need to take care of right now. Right now. I had a job at one time. It was a great job. I was in charge of a department, designing high technology. It was world class. It truly was. And I had a wonderful boss. Truly outstanding boss. And he was the kind of guy that left me alone. Let me dream and innovate and create all kinds of neat technologies for the company. It was a big company, a real big company. And I was their dreamer. And I built all kinds of neat things. One day, the boss said, "Hey, Vinny, let's go to lunch." I said, "Okay." And I was shocked. I mean, this boss was kind of a hands-off boss. And we had never been to lunch before. Worked together for a long time. Never been to lunch together. He said, "Just you and me." I said, "Okay, great." So we went to lunch. And nothing spectacular, just like a hamburger. A quiet little restaurant. We walked there. And he said, "I'm losing my job." And I said, "Oh, this is terrible." So he took me to lunch to tell me that he was going to lose his job. And he was one of the higher-ups. I mean, way up. Like maybe number two. And I reported to number two. And he had his head down. And he said, "Yeah, and it's going to be terrible. Because there's going to be a lot of crying. It's going to be a lot of emotion. And we're going to have to help the people through this." And then I realized that it was way bigger than him losing his job. And he said, "And you're going to lose yours too." As a matter of fact, the plant's closing. The business is shutting down. And we're going to be the guys to turn off the lights. We're going to be the last ones out the door. But we're all going to get laid off. Every one of us. Nobody survives. And when that kind of thing happens, it's life-changing. The things that go through your mind are the car payments, if you have them. Mortgage payments, if you have them. Children, if you have them. Spouse, if you have one. Responsibilities to keep the family going. That's what goes through your mind. And if you've overspent and you're in debt, it's way worse. Fortunately, that was not the case for me and Mrs. Finelli, because we lived below our means. What I'm trying to tell you is everything can stop on a dime.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. "After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. There's a tsunami alert in effect after a volcano eruption on a remote Indonesian island. The country's volcano agency says hundreds of villagers are being evacuated. There have been multiple eruptions on Rang Island, where the volcano has been spewing lava and ash plumes thousands of feet into the air. Officials say that volcano has erupted at least five times since Tuesday night. They worry it could partially collapse into the water and cause a tsunami like it did back in 1871. Former President Trump is expected back in court again Thursday as jury selection in his hush money trial in New York resumes. USA's Laura Winters.
Seven jurors have already been chosen, the judge hoping to seat the entire jury, 12 people plus six alternates, by the end of this week. Opening arguments could start as early as Monday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be slight.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
DC's.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class captain's with us in a very serious tone today. Everything's broken. And I don't see any fixes in sight. Not for the systemic problems that we have. You heard in the news that Ford is recalling more than 450,000 vehicles due to potential loss of drive power. I want you to think about this. So CNN is saying Ford is recalling more than 450,000 compact SUVs and pickup trucks in the United States because they might lose drive power, resulting from a battery issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in an alert. The models include Ford Bronco Sport SUVs made between 2021 to 2024, and the Ford Maverick pickup trucks made between 2022 to 2023. specifically totaling 456,565 units. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that Ford discovered an undetected low battery charge that could result in loss of electrical accessories, such as hazard lights, or cause a loss of drive power, increasing the risk of a crash. I just did some simple arithmetic. 450,000 units. Let's say they're equally spread among the 50 states of the United States of America. That's 9,000. Ford is going to be fixing 9,000 of these vehicles per state. How long do you think the line is going to be before you get yours fixed? These are errors of, my words, carelessness. Quality, lack of quality assurance, lack of quality control, lack of testing, probably rushing to market faster than the equipment, the software, the evaluation, the testing, and the design took. Rushing to market, that's what I think. Elon Musk has the same problem. I read that every single one of his Cybertrucks has to be fixed, every one. So there are people, and this was Kathy's theme today. There are people who say, I got a problem with my washing machine, I'm going to buy a new one. That's it, I've had it. It's 2 years old, keeps breaking, I've had it. Refrigerator, stops working, starts working, stops working, starts. I've had it, I'm going to get a new one. So they think that the one that they just bought that's 2 years old or 3 years old or 4 years old is such a problem, they're going to get a new one, and that's going to make everything better. How about if you bought one of these new Fords that loses drive power? Think about that. How is that possible that someone didn't say, you know, if we have a low battery charge, we're going to lose drive power? That means like engine power, accessories. We are relying on computers that require absolutely top condition batteries in order for them to operate properly. And if a battery charge gets weak, the car gets stupid. And you're in the car. And you could be a sitting duck. It's just beyond nuts. This makes my blood boil. At the same time, mechanics can't afford to stay in business to fix the old vehicles. And we can't get parts for all the old vehicles. And the customers can't afford to pay the exorbitant charges that they're being charged to fix the vehicles. And the new vehicles, the old small shops can't fix because they don't have the tools. They don't have the diagnostic equipment. So back to the dealer at $100 an hour or $120 an hour as Mercedes charges. It's broken. Preserve what you have. Make it last. Don't leave it out in the rain. If you have a choice of pulling your car, truck, four-wheeler, lawnmower into the garage or leaving it out, I'm tired, I'll just leave it out tonight. Put it in the garage. Get it out of the sun. Don't let the tires be ozone cracked because of the sun beating on the tires. Protect everything you have because anything that you buy now is worse than what you've got. Kathy?
You know, Vince, that's so true. I mean, I look at, here's one thing I was thinking about, and after listening to you on Mondays, I'm sitting there thinking about my stove, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, I can use my oven just as little as possible to preserve the length of it. So I have a convection oven, or like a separate one that I can get probably an 8x10 sheet or pan in there. And I also have a convection oven that's tied in with my microwave. So I prefer to have my stove as long as possible. So, but I have those other two things that I use as much as I can. Plus, I'm thinking, okay, what if I, for whatever reason, you know, I don't have a burner that I can use? Well, I know they're probably not all that economical, but I believe I have a small hot plate downstairs that if I had to use it, like let's say in your case, you couldn't use your stove because you had your issue, but if you had something else you could use in place of it, like I bought mine because when I do my canning, sometimes I need more burners because I got the jars in one and the tomatoes in another and I'm scalding something. So I had another one. So it just makes me think, like, if I lost my stove, what do I have right now? Now, if you have the room and you have the money and you can have a backup, and obviously, like, you guys have talked about the backup, find out which parts fail the most. But even for me, what I do, you know, I have two sewing machines. I have a backup sewing machine, and I have a serger. It's a machine that sews and it cuts and sews and finishes the edges at the same time. And then I was given another one. So that's one that I just put aside. But it's everything I have, Vince. I'm trying to treat it real careful. And one of the things I did was I was taking my laundry outside in my laundry basket, and it was kind of cold, and it was heavy. I think I had jeans or something. And so instead of putting it down like I should have on the ground, I got about probably 10 inches away, and I dropped it, and I cracked it right along the side because of the weight. Now, I know the plastic isn't as good as it used to be, but that was my own fault for doing that. So when I went to replace that laundry basket, it was like $12 or $13. And the only reason I got that one was because it was the exact same one, because I bought a different one and it wouldn't fit. So I had like an odd laundry basket that wouldn't stack. So I went and I got one that was the same while they still made them. But I think it's everything that we have, Vince, that we need to take care of it. We need to treasure the older things. I mean, I love my old washer and dryer. And I know a lot of women, they'd probably be really upset about getting like their husband buying them a blender or something. But if it makes my life easier, then that's wonderful. I know one year my husband wanted to surprise me. I was godmother for one of my nieces, so I had to fly down to Georgia. This was probably 35 years ago. And when I came back, it was right around Mother's Day, and I walked in, and all the kids were excited, and my husband had like a little grin on his face. Well, he installed a whole house vacuum for me. Now, I know that was a lot of work, and I know it was expensive, but I love my whole house vacuum. But to me, it makes my life easier. It was high quality, and I've had it for, geez, Vince. I didn't use it for a while because we moved. So I've probably been using it over 20 years, probably 25 years. So to me, that was money well spent. But that's just me, Vince. I really try to clean the filters. I try to make sure that I don't vacuum anything that would hurt it. Like if I see a stone or a coin or something, if I can catch it, you know, every now and again, you hit it and you don't know it. But I just think that if we just think two steps ahead, like what would I do if I didn't have this, to treasure really what we have and be grateful. And really, Vince, keep your eyes open. Like if there are estate sales or auctions or garage sales, sometimes you can find some wonderful older tools and equipment and appliances there.
Did we lose Kathy?
Oh, I'm here, Vince. I don't know what happened. Okay. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, you know, my phone kind of flashed.
You're mentioning our stove, our gas, our propane gas stove in the kitchen. The control board failed. And it was a problem. We could light the burners and just turn on the gas knob and the spark ignition would light the burners. But the oven didn't work. That's okay. But what really bothered me was the timer. The timer that we all used on the stove, and it said, you know, in a display with the clock. And we also have an analog clock on the wall, kitchen clock. But the timer I really liked because I would make bread, and it would take 3 hours, 11 minutes, And when the bread machine, it's an old bread machine, when it was done, it would just go beep. It only tell you once. It didn't think it needed to remind you. And, you know, we're in and out of the kitchen a lot, so we might not have heard the beep, and there aren't, you know, flashing lights that go off. It just goes beep, and it's done cooking the bread. And you want to get the bread out of the bread machine because it'll keep it warm, and pretty soon it'll be like toast if you don't get the bread out of the bread machine. It'll keep cooking it, even after it shuts off, or it shuts off the baking cycle. It's a keep warm cycle. So I would, when I started the bread in the morning, I would hit the start button and go over to the stove and then type in timer, 311 start. And the stove timer would remind me every like 30 seconds, beep, 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 beep. And, you know, if you walk by and you didn't hear the first beep, beep, beeps, you might hear them later. So I really liked that feature of the stove. Well, when we lost the control board, we lost the timer. And I know how it happened. I know exactly how this stove blew. Mrs. Finelli and our son were cooking dinner, and the most we ever turned this stove or the oven to was 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 350. And this one recipe said 375. So they hit 375 start, and it blew the circuit board. He couldn't take the extra 25 degrees heat. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, that's what it was. And she kind of felt bad. She said, but it's supposed to go to 450. And I said, yeah, but it can't. It can't go to 450. Now, obviously, I'm not annoyed with Mrs. Finelli because the oven was supposed to be able to do it. But what happens is heat is the enemy of electronics. Heat kills electronics. So if you leave your cell phone out in the sun, you're aging it faster. If your TV vents to cool it, are dusty, it shortens the life because it runs hotter. So that's what did it. So, but is it her fault? No. It's a design problem. It's a design problem because where the circuit board is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, you know, a little bit back to the stove. So did Mrs. Finelli do something wrong? Absolutely not. She used it within the limits of the stove. Actually, not even the highest of the limits. However, the engineering and the design was the problem with this particular stove. So the controls are on a slant on the front. So when the oven operates, there's heat in the oven, and the heat rises right to where the control board is. Who thought of that, right? Who thought of that? So the best kind of design, I would think, and nobody makes one of these, would be if you had the controls separate on a wiring harness, not connected to the oven or the cooktop. But nobody has one of those. So the problem is that when we have electronic controls, the computer is in the path of the heat. Why? Because that's where the display is. That the display is so you can see it. So the design is the problem. So the bottom line is, if you look at the stoves, if you look at the dishwashers, you see them on Facebook Marketplace, they're busted. They're broken. They've failed. But it's not like people put cinder blocks in the washing machine and say, gosh, it broke. They put clothes in there, and it broke because of design failures, poor design. And that's what this is. Now, it lasted 19 years, and that's considered exceptional. But if it didn't have the electronics, it would go 100 years. But you can't buy one of those, because the government says y'all can't have pilot lights. You have to have solid-state ignition, computerized ignition. So we have that, and then the stoves fail. The washing machines fail. High efficiency. So we have high efficiency and worn-out appliances. That's where we are. Kathy?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. I think some of these people that make these decisions, they're either not very smart engineers, or they think that they're saving energy or saving the planet, and I don't think they always know what they're talking about, Vince. Vince, yeah,
It's like the low-flush toilets. When they first came out, they didn't use very much water, but you had to flush twice or three times. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the low water consumption washing machines. Yeah, they use less water, no question about it, but you had to wash your clothes twice because they didn't come clean, because there wasn't enough water. Now, how is it possible that these designers can say, all right, let's save water, and then not realize when they put the the appliances through their, you know, testing before going into manufacturing of that particular product. How is it possible that they didn't realize it, they didn't wash the clothes? How's that possible? People are not paying attention. And we're being sold a bill of goods. And then what are the customers doing? They're saying, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done. But they're not going after the appliance manufacturers. There need to be class action lawsuits for all of these defective products from all of these defective companies. I can't tell you how many Harbor Freight tools we've broken. A lifetime guarantee. And you think, well, lifetime guarantee, that means that they're proud of the product. No, they're selling you junk, and they're hoping that you lose it or just give up and say, I'm done with it, and throw it away. That's what they hope, in my opinion. A lot of Harbor Freight tools are junk. Now, the problem with that is that other companies sell tools that are of a higher standard that look like Harbor Freight tools. So now the customer is saying, well, I saw at Harbor Freight, that's junk. I busted three of those. They're no good. And then they go to another store, and they see what looks similar, and they go, well, that's got to be junk, too. It looks just like Harbor Freight's. And it may not be. And that is the case. Because Menards sells some tools that look like Harbor Freight, and their Menards are much better. Much better. But they look like Harbor Freight tools. But they have the Menards brand. And they're better quality at Menards. But the customers, a lot of them must think that Harbor Freight looks just like it. Comes from China just like Harbor Freight. Kathy, we're on our own. We are absolutely positively on our own. Buy books, class, buy old books, how to do things before they all disappear. And when the internet breaks, you've got nothing. You're not going to be able to go to YouTube and watch those videos on how to do things. I've been buying books for years and years, and I've been telling the class, buy books. And Kathy, they're cheap, right? What's an set of encyclopedia costs now? $30 for a world book? Britannica? Right? Aren't they $30?
Yeah. And I think a lot of places throw them out because nobody wants them. Like the thrift stores just throw them out because they say nobody buys them.
Right. And here's a really sad story, class. Americans don't read. We don't read. When was the last time someone said to you, out of the blue, I read the best book. Oh, you got to read it. It's great. When was the last time somebody said that to you? 20 years ago? 30 years ago? It wasn't last week, was it? It wasn't last month, was it? It wasn't 2 years ago, was it? Class, everything's broken. Minimax regret. Minimize your maximum regret in everything you do. Everything you do. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Ben.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.